Everything's in Herzl.
Maxima Toiva, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Trust everybody had a inspiring, uplifting Rosh Hashanah and ready to do the rest of the work. Okay, so we're holding right at the end of the Sefer. Mamashev, maybe I'll explain what I mean now, because if you look at the Sefer, there's more than like half a page left, but we'll see when we get to the next shtickle. We're dealing with the sugya of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Can somebody just let me know if you can hear me? I have no way of knowing if I'm being heard. So if somebody can just... Okay, great. Thank you for the thumbs up there. So we ended off last year. We saw something very surprising, very astounding, that even Avraham Avinu, when faced with Nisayinus, didn't trust himself. He was about to be Masbit Sarah. But he knew that if he would stop being Masbit Sarah, he would start having questions on Hashem. And therefore, he got up without even making a hesped. And there's a big lesson in that. When people are going through Nisayonus Yisurim, so intellectually we understand that it's all from Hashem, it's all for the good. We've been working on that. We've been training ourselves. We've been practicing. But when the crunch is on, it's not so simple. It's not so posh. Then a person has to be very careful. That's how we ended off. Not to have too many kashas and not to have many tainas against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we really don't know what's going on. And we saw Moshe Rabbeinu the same thing at the snare. He saw the snare, which was a symbol of Kol Klal Yisrael's Golus, and he turned his face away. He didn't want to look because he knew if he would look, he would have kashas. And the minute you have kashas, so then that's it. There's Hesach Hadas, and then you're into all sorts of trouble. The Yetzer Hara, you have to be very careful about that. Okay, so we're going to finish this section off now, and then we'll see how we're going to go forward. Okay. Reish Pei Aleph, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, Mitzvahs Tzmidis. Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava is not just when a person has Yisurim, so now he has to sit down and work on being Mekabel Din Ba'ava. We'll see, it's Mitzvahs Tzmidis. Let's have a look what he means. Rak She'ach Achash HaNefesh Nochem Misaris Ruche. Only after a person has settled down and he's got into some state of menuchas hanefesh, after the storm winds of his soul have settled, where yudim asuga l'seide beliboy es ha'agoshes v'amachshoves, and a person has time to sit and think and organize his mind properly, as a nifras lefon of kar nechav l'avoy deruchnius l'kol ha'chaim, then he has a very broad resting space for his spiritual work for the rest of his life. Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava is not a painkiller. The Tochen is not a painkiller. It's not something you do because, well, you know, I've got a problem and I know how to solve it, so I'll have a bit of a Tochen. No, it becomes an avoid. It becomes a steiging. A person can be oil and oil in Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Spoke a little bit about the avoid of Rosh Hashanah being a korah. Hakora, recognizing Hakora Satoiv, even recognizing many, many things Hakora. Not Hakora Satoiv in the sense that it's not gratitude. That's not Hakora Satoiv. Hakora Satoiv means recognizing the good. The more a person works and analyzes the situation he's in, the more he can find little nekudas, little sparks of good in it, the ava, the neshika. V'amram kol machshava kazoi hikum mitzvahs aseh d'raisa shel avas Hashem. Every second he's doing that, he's mekayming the mitzvah of avas Hashem, which is one of the sheish mitzvahs tzmidis. Schorei meruba ma'od, says the Nuch. Every time a person pushes aside, he wipes out, he deletes from his heart feelings of tainas, of complaints, of anger, frustration, of a lack of satisfaction with what Hashem is doing with him. How many opportunities there are to do thousands and thousands of mitzvahs of Avos Hashem every day? Every day, thousands of opportunities. Just catch yourself. Just catch yourself. Push it aside. Superimpose over that. Listen, I don't understand what's going on here. Hashem knows what he's doing. Hakol Tova, Hakol Mishamayim. How many times you can say that a day? It's a kium mitzvahs Avos Hashem, which is one of the sheish mitzvahs tmidis, which is Schorei Meruba Moed. My father gave me that's the Mechaba, not me, the Mechaba's father, gave him a very practical piece of advice. It's brought down in Halacha, it's brought down in Kabbalah, that when a person's saying Kriyashma, when he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yechaven the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim. He should be mekabel upon himself Malchus Shemaim. Liyais muchen laharog al kiddush Hashem hamiyuchud. Be ready to give up one's life al kiddush Hashem. V'zeh b'kol nafshecho. That's a kim of after Hashem b'kol nafshecho. Afilu noitles nafshecho. Even if you'll take your life. V'kach amar kosuv ki eilecha horganu kol hayom. It's in the Mishnah Brura there. I'll go over, look. He says, Alecha harognu kol hayoyim. Where we are harognu kol hayoyim. When you say Shema, you use your mind properly. You use your concentration properly. When you're saying Shema, you can be mekayim this mitzvah of being prepared to give up your life for Hashem. And it's considered in Shema as if you actually did. Person should have in his mind, he should use his dimyon, he should be medame, he should use his dimyon, his imagination, and he should paint in his thoughts, he should do a painting, he should do a yitzur, he should imagine, he should have a real grasp in his thoughts, as though there's a massive, massive fire that's burning all the way to Shemaim standing in front of him. And he, to be Makar Hashem Shemaim, is prepared to jump into that big fire. And if a person does that, it's considered as if he actually jumped into the fire. Kabbalah from Malchus Shemaim b'shleimus mashmiyusu lekabel is kol habo olav ma'es Hashem ba'ava. We saw that in the Pshat in the Rashi on Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecho. And we're seeing it now in the Pshat in Kabbalah from Malchus Shemaim. Kabbalah from Malchus, the Mashmoisis, we're talking major dargas there. These are very high levels. To be Makabal, everything that comes upon Akbochu Ba'ava. That's a tall order. That's not Poshut. But at least, I've said this 1,000 times, I'm going to keep saying it until it sinks in. We have to start with little things. You have to start with the things where you're not completely floundered and confused and in pain and suffering, Rahman al-Itzlan. The little things, the little tiny little things, that's where you have to start training oneself in these ideas. And then you grow in it, and you grow in it, it becomes more part of your teva. So when the bigger things happen, God forbid, they shouldn't happen, but when they do, the person is much more prepared for it. You can't wait for the big event and then you'll climb in. You can't wait for the last to start studying for the exam. It's too late then. You have to work on it every day, little bit, little bit, little. Look at the little things that don't go your way. The little things that are not nishkafel, not too serious. Well, the milk was sour and you were really looking for breakfast or whatever. You got up at 4 o'clock this morning to have coffee and the milk was sour. Okay, so that's not a train smash. It's an insane. Not denying that, but it's not a, you know, it's not a, not a, it's not a, it's not a, it's not a world crisis. Work on that. Oh, Kol Shemayim, L'tova, this is good for me. We don't know why. Why couldn't I have to with milk this morning or whatever the problem is, that it doesn't matter, but we don't always know why. But that's, and then you train yourself on little things like that. For somebody that might be very big, I don't know, you have to work out for yourself what's big and small. For somebody that might be a train smash, I don't know. Lat lat. Kabbalah so machu shemayim b'shleim es mashmuis el kabbalah es Hashem ba'ava. You have to kabbal it first and then ba'ava. Yehudi ha'omed u'machris al yichud Hashem. A Jew that stands up and he proclaims yichud Hashem. This love that I have for you is not, it's unconditional. It's not dependent on anything. I choose to love you because I choose to love you. It's not dependent on anything that's going on outside of it. Whatever you bring on me, I'm a kabbal ba'ava. You know, you may not be able to do that straight away. As I said, this takes time. This is hard work, especially when you're in pain, especially when things are not going your way and you don't understand what's going on. But if you keep saying it and you keep, it's auto, the Balei Musa speak about a lot. You talk yourself to the place you want to be, even though you're not there now. But if you keep saying it, you keep saying it. You want to love somebody, but you don't. So keep saying, I love that person. I love that person. If you don't, keep saying it. Eventually, you'll love them. And that's very, very true. That's very theoretical what we're talking about here now. Because so you'll imagine there's a big fire in front of you and you imagine yourself jumping into it. At the end of the day, it's still very it's theoretical, and we can't really swallow it. We can't really absorb properly. As David says, "I'm mechaven b'kriyas Shema liyisurim she'ovru alav v'al mishpochtei b'shom." Shamu ayam meyached esarem v'ayim mechaven ki kulam hayu rak meshecha detevosu v'goyd lavohise. You can use things from the past as well. His father used to, when he said kriyas Shema, he used to think about all the yisurim that they went through during the Holocaust, him and his family. And how and they were meyached Hashem, and how they whatever the kavana that was all from Hashem for their goodness and their ava. Sometimes when you're in the middle of the cracks, you can't do it, but later you look back and you suddenly realize, wow! So you can do it then. It becomes much more practical. This is a derech that everybody has to condemn himself when he's facing yisurim. Don't in one day you read the book and you go, oh wow, yeah, no, I love Hashem. You know, whatever he says, whatever he throws at me, I'm either simcha, I'm happy. No. Ulam kasher oim eshmaisa Hashem elokeinu vo'afta Hashem elokech olav lisko es kol oisim yisur. Remember all the yisurim you've been through. Remember all the difficulties, all the hard times where you didn't have complaints. Lisboinen ki kulam hayu letavoseinu. Go back and look. You'll see they were all for ones you don't understand. Mi'ava Hashem Hashem etonim. Go back. Machazak, we know that it's all from Hashem, and Hashem can only do good. He can't do anything bad. Ah, this feels pretty bad right now, and I'm davening to stop. Nachinami. Nachinami, we conduct ourselves based on our perspective. But at the end of the day, we know it's from Hashem, and it's because He loves us and it's good for us. Ah, we don't understand why. Sadly. You don't tell your children everything either. Kach noicha lekayim es mitzvos avos Hashem, kach nis'a lemiyoyim leyoyim, but Bava. That's how a person's makabel the mitzvahs of Hashem, and that's how every day you go up and up and up. You make a steiging. You become a ben aliyah in Kabbalah Yisurim Bava. V'yosef mekach nishtamesh ben kli lahadgil es avoseinu lebareinu. They become a vehicle. They become a vessel, a kli, to increase the love that we have for Hashem. Tizu avish ainu tolav adova, and eventually to the point where we love Hashem unconditionally, the way He loves us unconditionally. Hashem's love for us is not dependent on anything. Nothing whatsoever, except that He loves us. And we can get to the same levels of where we give Hashem unconditionally. Okay, so that's Ad Kan, Pirka Machshava, in my humble opinion, Mehusa Shel Yudi, Emunah B'Tochen Chelek Aleph. But there is a Perek Vav, and I always get terrified when we get to Perek Vav, because those of you who've done it with me before, you'll remember, some of you were there for the last Perek Vav. Perek Vav is probably one of the most misunderstood sugyas out there. That's the only reason why we do it, is because there's so much nonsense and so much apikorsis and so much garbage about this particular subject by people who shouldn't be writing Sforim. And shouldn't be talking, if they are writing Sforim, they shouldn't be talking about this. I learned the sugya the very first time by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. We were outraged when he put the sugya on the table. That weeks and weeks we were battling and fighting with him. It's Mefurish in the Arizal, the Ramchal brings us down this sugya. And it's, I'm telling you now, it's hopelessly misunderstood. And that's fine if you misunderstand the sugya. The problem with misunderstanding this sugya is if you get this wrong, you don't have pikoris and you don't have a chaylef in Olam Haba. Because you'll never do tshuva. You'll miss the plot completely. You cannot get further away from Yiddishkeit than learning this sugya incorrectly. This sugya is best kept away from people. It's best not learned. It's best spoken about. But unfortunately, the Nefesh Chaim says this at the beginning of Gimel also. It's a sugya that's best not spoke about. But he says because so many people have learned the sugya wrong and there's such a shibush and there's so mistakes that he felt he had a chiyuv to come and speak about it. And fact, at least people should have the right. If no one's talking about it, then I don't have to talk about it. But if someone's learning it wrong, then there's a michshel, and a person needs to explain the truth. Hashem yechapeli, he says, Hashem should forgive me. We deal with the sugya the same way as we've dealt with other difficult sugyas, with the eitz nefesh chaim, the eitz of the Mishnah. This is a gecheles eish. You can fan it, you can get close to it, you can warm yourself, you can light it, but you can't pick the. We don't really understand what you're about to learn. We can't understand the sugya we're about to learn any more than we understand Yedin Bechira, any more than we understand Din Verachamim. Those are sugyas that we can't. They're just beyond our comprehension. Zal teach us. We can try and understand, but only Bederech Gecheles, only as a hot coal. As we mentioned, a hot coal is something that you don't pick up. You fan it, you get warm from it, you get a bit of light from it, you mitaseku that you play with it, you don't touch it, you get the warmth from it, but the thing itself you'll never understand. Those of you who want to leave and come back when we finished, I fully understand. I have no problem with that. I might even recommend it, but it's here in the Sefer and we're going to learn it. We're going to take it slowly and we'll see how we can get to this, but it really is the shoresh of the sugya of Kabbalah, of your Kabbalah's Yisurim Ba'ava. As I said, it's an Arizal, it's a Ramchal, it is a mess. And unfortunately, I'm not going to tell you where, but unfortunately, there are books out there on a lot of people's shelves and people have gone very, 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 very cuckoo because of this, and they've got it very, very wrong. And I'm telling you, if you get this wrong, you won't do tshuva because you won't think you have to. You'll think everything's fine. I called Tov. Even my Averas were all great, all brilliant, wonderful. My Averas, that's also what Hashem wanted. I mean, you can go nuts there. So let him understand the sugya properly. But once again, he's also just scratching the surface here. He's going to say that himself. And if you leave in the middle or you can't come back or whatever, try and catch it up. Because if you take this away with you and you come away with the wrong idea, I'm telling you, it's better to forget what you've learned here then. Don't mess up here. This is heavy stuff. This is not posh. Okay. Having said that, let's just give those who want to run away a chance to switch off and log out. No one's going. Okay, fine. So let us then continue. Manashi, you were here the last time we did this. Yeah, Manashi, you must have been with us. Eli must have been with us. I'm trying to think who else was there at the time. Shmuel, you were there for sure. You got a big smile on your face. Okay. Don't know who else was around when we did.
Rabbi, we survived it.
Let's start. Who's we? Speak for yourself. You survived. I don't know about anybody else. Don't know about me. Ein Sofik. This is called Hanhogas Hamishpat Vanhoch Hayichud. We'll see. I'm not going to explain it now. We'll see as we go through. Hashem has two different ways of dealing with us. There's what's called Hanhogas Hamishpat and Hanhogas Hayichud. Let's see what that means. Ein Sofek, ki bekol dvareinu ad ko, ad dein lo yitzoni yidei chavoseinu, oi des maashe niten laamik ule dlois, mit divre chazal besug yoke, zuru shal kabolis yisurim bahave. Obviously, everything we've said up to now, we haven't been makai me'achiyuv to understand the depth and to go into the full total understanding of chazal, to understand the depth of the sug yabolis yisurim bahave. Ulam yachadim zois, choyv aleinu lilmoides advarim. Nevertheless, we have a chiyuv to learn it as much as we can. Lushana lalamik esayiun beim. We have to learn and do chazore and go deep and deeper to understand the sugya. Mishe bedo ikvus en mesha'eni yodei litmoded im yusurim, mitoich hashkofa atoire, matzova kashe admod. Doesn't have correct hashkofa atoire. In this do ikvus en mesha'eni, this generation, we're living in times that are mamash mamash. The times that Chazal spoke about were going to happen. We're living in the times that Chazal warned us about. But these are incredibly confused times. You talk to proper B'nai Torah and they're completely mobile ball. They haven't got what to say that's got anything to do with Ashkafas and Torah. We speak to Ben Torah and he starts telling about conspiracy theories and this is the coronas because the government did this. Have you lost the plot completely? There's going to be unbelievable confusion. And a person needs to understand how we look at and how we deal with Yisukurim Tashkafas Hatah. The Yisurim come from Hashem. And Hashem gave us a guidebook and a manual on how to deal with it. And we have to look at these things through Torah eyes, not through, I don't know what eyes. But it's, I mean, there's nothing more critical than that. To look at what we're going through as an individual, as a klal, as a world, has to be looked at through Torah eyes. So let's try and bear that in mind. That's what you're trying to achieve here. Some understanding of Hashkafas HaTorah about Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Hadvarim shenichtov la'alem b'satei d'shmaya eini dvarim hashovim l'kol nefesh. What we're about to write as we go forward, as I explain, these are not things that are except available and accessible to everybody. A person's got a pain in his back or whatever, so he uses some anti-inflammatory cream or whatever, laws it. So he has to take something a little bit stronger. That doesn't work. He has to take something mamash harif. Very strong. He was talking over 20 years ago. We're talking today. You don't need this explained to you. The Yisurim are getting stronger and bigger. Dochoku bacha basa dochoko. Back to back, the birth pangs, the contractions of this labor are coming thick and fast. You know, you don't have a 20-minute break between contractions anymore. Boom, boom, boom. Every day is another problem, another this, another nonstop. Whether it's health, panasa, chinuch, I mean, what's going on? There's not one aspect of our lives that's important to us. They're not being horribly attacked. Kashianu oivrim es hachavolim vahatzirim achreinim lifnei leide am Yisrael machadesh. When we go chadash, when you're going through the final labor pains of the birth of a new klal Yisrael, alein ishtamesh gam bedvorim amukim yosef. If we have to use things that are a little bit deep and things we wouldn't usually grapple with. The over-the-counter medication that you used to use that got us through the problems before, they don't work anymore. We have to use a stronger medication. If we don't go a bit deeper, we don't scratch the surface a little bit and try and go a little bit deeper, yeah, we're not going to get the refuah we need. So, he's saying this in a more positive light than I said it. He's telling that l'chadchila, we need to be learning sugya. I'm not convinced, but because everyone's doing it and they're getting it wrong, so that's why we're doing this. That's why I'm doing this. Otherwise, I would have just left it out and told, if you want to go read it, it's in the book, go read it. Let him take a chras. I have to take a chras now. So that's not so poshut. But he's telling that it's l'chadchila, we have to learn this. But if you learn, at least learn it right. We want to come with a shkofa satayra. מהלך עמוק יותר בעוון הסיני נסורים בדורנו מלמד אותנו החוסיד רמוישה חיים רוצתו זכוס היוגן עלינו בספר אס תפונס. גילו לנו רבסינו זל He's bringing it from the Ramchal. I heard it from Rav Hillel Shlita in the. He brought it from the Arizal in the Etz Chaim. Some of that's where the Ramchal got it from as well, and he spoke it out. In Sefer Dvas Tunis, in Kuf Samach Aleph, and weiter there in the Das Tunis, he brings us what Chazal were megalit to him, the concept that Hashem reveals secrets to the ones that fear Him. Kimataras Bria Sadam Ba'ilam Ushadam Lo Nivra Elisane Galashem Velanis Miziv Shkinosu. That he already brings in the Maseilas Yesharim. We all know that the reason Hashem, why we were created, is for us to have tainug in Hashem, to have untold infinite pleasure, and to bask and have unbelievable pleasures. We can't begin to understand those pleasures from the ziv, from the radiance of Yishchina. For pleasure. Hashem wants us to have the best pleasure. Is that pleasure you get from Hashem? And that is the entire essence of the Bria. The Bria is created in such a way that it brings us to have that pleasure, to bring us to that pleasure. That's the whole Bria. There's nothing in the Bria that's not directed towards bringing us to that unbelievable pleasure, whatever that means. We've been over this many, many times. Just be chazering this now, just before we go into the main sugya. Yeah? Since the reward is not shalom, is not complete, if the person gets it for free. He doesn't get it as a scha. He doesn't give it as a. He doesn't earn it for himself. He gets it as lechem chesed. When you've done the work for it, you've earned it. Now it's yours. Therefore, Hashem put us in this world first. Us pleasure. That's why I created the world. So just give me the pleasure. Here I am. I'm more than willing to take it. Yeah, but if you get it for nothing, it's not going to be shalom. Why that has to be, I'm not going into now. We've discussed that before Hashem could have created the world. That it doesn't have to be like that, but that's the way it's created. It has to be like that. And so Hashem put us in this world. Yeah, we have to serve Hashem. To back and struggle through all the tests and the dream of life. Then you get the reward. But then you deserve it. You earned it. You'll take out the financial statements at the end of it. Look, can you see, oh, this is how much reward you got because this is how much work you did in a kol mesudah, and it's all, everything's in place and everything's nice. In the first perek, in the first mission, perek, it brings there, Sarama Maras Nivra Oilam, Ma Talmud Loima. Cares if the world was created with one, I'm at 10 Maamarim and 15 Maamarim. It has never changed my life knowing how many Maamarim the world was created with. As my Talmud Loima, what's it to teach? Halo Maamar Echad Yechali Brois. Hashem could have created the one Maamar. Three, two, who cares? Hashem could have just spoken. The world would have been. What do you have to do it? What do you think it was done with 10 Maamarim? What's it coming to teach me? It's to pay back the Rishoyim who damaged, destroyed the world that had 10 Mamoros. Very cryptic answer. What does this mean? That it was Hashem's telling you that He created the world with 10 Mamoros because it's to pay the Oynesh to the Rishoyim who destroyed the world that was created with 10 Mamoros and to give reward to the Tzaddikim that kept the world that was created with Mamoros. Okay, so that doesn't help us anymore either. The law called Kach doesn't answer the question too much, does it? Asara Mamarashem Nivra Oilam, Arayem Ke'ese Shlibus Besulam. These 10 Mamaras that Hashem created the world with, they're like 10 rungs of a ladder. Yechayim Eilat Besulam V'yechayim Eilat Redesbo. You can go up a ladder, you can go down a ladder. You can't jump top of the ladder. You go rung, rung, up or down. Or you can actually fall off a ladder. Matthias Bries Ha'ilam, Be'esamaris, Kamoy, Kinesis, Hadargus Ba'ilam, Danef Sharut Liyais, Toiv, Toiv Pachot. The Mashis of the word, of the understanding, the world is created 10 Mamoris. This is just that our very superficial learning. There's much, many more depths, just fair flames of the coal. The Mashmois of the world having been created 10 Mamoris is that we have the opportunity to go up a bit more or to go down a bit more, like on a ladder. Gives us the opportunity to give unbelievable reward to the tzaddikim and punishments to the rishoyim, which wouldn't have been the case. You have to understand, whatever. Which would be in the case had the world been created by my echad. There wouldn't have been place to go up and down with different dargas. Okay. Everyone understand what this is, my role? I don't understand it. But whatever it is, whichever way you want to understand what our role said. We will get into this a bit more, Bezrat Hashem. What we've learned here is that Chlisa the Bria is a Metzia, where a person stands in his shyness. And then he merits the reward that he gets but with totality. But then V'chesed means he can choose, he can go up, he can go down. But the world's a ladder, so you can go up and you can go down. You get to choose. That's where Bechira comes in. We've spoken about Bechira a lot. So if he chooses to go up, the reward he gets, he earned, he deserves, he's got it, it's his. There's no lechem on it, not charity, there's no shame involving it. And the same for the Rosha. Okay. In Hashem, tomorrow we'll start on Reish Pei Dalet, the Shtan Hob, with Sabriya. We'll see that Hashem runs the world with two contradictory Hanhoggers, which is coming to some of these problems that we've just made. Okay. Let's take the slow. We need to process. We haven't done anything yet. We haven't really started yet. That's a shame. We've just done a big chariah that we've been mentioning. Why Hashem created the world? To bestow good. That's the only reason the world was created. There's no other reason that Hashem to bestow good on us. The good is the relationship with Him. The Hanaziv Shinoso. His Anagar Hashem is in this world. The Hanaziv Shinoso is only in the next world. But in order to be Sholem, for that good not to have any molecules of bread of floating around there, we have to earn it. So Hashem created a world with 10 mamim, which is a marshal and a shmois ladder, that we can go up and down. And as we go up, we earn reward. And that reward is earned, it's ours. We deserve it and we get it, and there's no bread of shame. That's what we've done up to now. Nothing new, nothing terribly outrageous. It's Hashem we'll be able to go further and deeper as we proceed. I want to try and finish this. Just leave time towards the end of the week. Maybe talk a little bit about tshuva and about. Okay, so meet him tomorrow 9:30 again. You know, I just look. There's no one in Revolitsky share yet. Anyway, Avram's in the Revolitsky share. We'll do it. We have up at 10. Okay, Avram and Baruchik. Baruch's not here, but those two. Okay, fine. No, so we'll get at 9:30. Probably Friday we'll call it to 10, but. Because there's no Revoletsky, but we're going to at 9:30 Bezrat Hashem. Okay, great. Have a good host. Mamash Gemach Seva Gudyo, and we will meet Hashem tomorrow Bezrat Hashem. Shkoyach.